This is Leslie and Ian, and for this Advent thought, we are looking at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in many ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs.
Most people suffer from small thoughts about God. In an effort to see him as our friend, we have lost his immensity. In our desire to understand him, we have sought to contain him. The God of the Bible cannot be contained. He brought order out of chaos and created creation. Without a word, he called Adam out of dust and Eve out of a bone. He consulted no committee. He sought no counsel. He has no peer. Isaiah says, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. The true majesty never sleeps, is never hungry, has never needed attention or assistance. Hebrews 1:3 says, from the tiniest microbe to the greatest galaxy, he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. He has authority over the world, and he has authority over your world, your sleep patterns, your eating habits, your salary, the traffic in your commute, the arthritis in your joints. God reigns over all these. He's never surprised. He has never, ever uttered the phrase, how did that happen? God's power is unsurpassed. And yet, God entered our world as a baby. God became man. And as Bethlehem hummed, the merchants were unaware that God had visited their planet. The innkeeper would never believe that he had just sent God into the cold. And people would scoff at anyone who told them the Messiah lay in the arms of a teenager on the outskirts of their village. They were all too busy to consider the possibility. Those who missed his majesty's arrival missed it not because of evil acts or malice. No, they missed it because they simply weren't looking. Little has changed in the last 2,000 years, has it? So let us fix our eyes on Jesus this Advent.
We are going to use an adaptation of the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, we want to know you and be close to you. Please show us how. Make everything in the world right again, and in our hearts too. Do what is best, just like you do in heaven. And please do it down here too. Please give us everything we need today. Forgive us for doing wrong, for hurting you. Forgive us just as we forgive other people when they hurt us. Rescue us. We need you. We don't want to keep running away and hiding from you. Keep us safe from our enemies. You're strong, God. You can do whatever you want. You are in charge. Now and forever and always. Amen.